This is Scott Craig with another in a series of tales drawn from real life here in the North Country. I call it The Story Next Door. It's based on my firm belief that everybody has a story worth hearing. My tale today takes us to a Traverse City landmark, the Little Bohemia Tavern, located on West Front Street. It's a brown, one-story building with a yawning parking lot. A sign in front reads, "Celebrating 80 years." Another spells out its nickname, Little Bo's. I was told the person to see was Nancy Freund, who runs the place. When I entered, she was seated at the end of the bar by the kitchen. With a hearty laugh, she waved me over to a table. Nancy's a pretty, buxom blonde with dancing brown eyes. Her father bought the Little Bohemia in 1969. It turns out that Little Bo's has quite a history. It started out in 1932 as a hot dog stand in what was then the town's bohemian neighborhood. People flocked to it, but not necessarily for the brats and kraut. You see, folks could knock on the back door and gain entry to the basement speakeasy. The story goes that one evening, while closing up, the owner was confronted by a couple of Al Capone's henchmen, who at gunpoint told him from whom he would be buying all of his future booze. A diligent employee snuck out to his truck, retrieved a shotgun, got the drop on the hoods, and sent them packing. They didn't return. That's probably because Prohibition ended the next year. Little Bo's grew with time and had a hearty bohemian menu. It was quite the watering hole. The great professional golfer, Walter Hagen, retired to Long Lake, and the Little Bohemia became his home away from home. He was a hail fellow, well-met sort of a guy, who's quoted as saying, "I never wanted to be a millionaire. I just wanted to live like one." Hagen had a storied career, winning 45 PGA tournaments, including 4 at the British Open. In 1961, when Arnold Palmer walked off the course from his first British Open win, Hagen called him from Little Bo's to congratulate him. It so thrilled Palmer that later he came here to surprise Hagen at his 70th birthday party and to visit the Little Bohemia. Hagen died in 1969. That was just before Nancy Freund's father took over. "That was a great shame," she told me. "I think they would have been great pals. They both liked to drink and play golf." Her father ran the tavern as a friendly, smoke-filled, blue-collar place. There was music once a week, and the menu was pretty much bar food. Nancy loved her dad, but when she tried working for him, they clashed. So she moved to California, managing restaurants for a number of years. Nancy returned to Traverse City in 2005 to help her brother renovate the Little Bohemia. Sadly, her father died the next year. The family determined that Nancy should run it. "Yes," she told me, "I'm the chick in charge." That's when things began to change at Little Bo's. She bumped up the music to as much as 5 nights a week. Only local groups play there, with names like The Accidentals, Billy Strings and Don Julian, and the group you're listening to now, Jazz North. In the fall of 2009, the Little Bohemia went smoke-free. It's my guess that Hagen wouldn't have liked that, but Nancy was determined to transform it into a family-friendly neighborhood tavern. The menu still has an ethnic flavor, offering some authentic bohemian fare, but it also displays a vast number of other dishes. And Nancy is especially proud of her almost sinful cherry bread pudding and the award-winning olive burger that her mother brought to the menu 35 years ago. Nancy says, "If I get my food in your mouth, I gotcha." What's the downside of all this? Well, she sighed and said, "It's 24/7, 365 days a year." And indeed, she oversees everything. The kitchen, the bar, the staff, the ordering, the cleaning, the advertising. And once in a blue moon, she has to be the bouncer. There's comfort in the fact that a nephew is in the wings who may take over in a few years. She told me one more story. It seems that during the 2005 renovation, a portion of West Front Street was dug up, and beneath layers of asphalt, some beautiful aged bricks were found. It was determined that they could be as much as 125 years old. Nancy salvaged 35 of them, representing the 35 years the Little Bohemia had been in her family, and had them installed in the walkway of her entrance. She proudly showed them to me, saying, "I can't believe it, but I spent 2 whole days out here cleaning them with a hammer, a flathead screwdriver, and a toothbrush." Well, I left thinking, you know, Nancy Freund does it all. She really is the chick in charge. And she's today's chapter of The Story Next Door. This is Scott Craig. I'll see you again a few miles down the road.